Hello, everybody. A little report on our travels since the last audioboo, and as promised, a little update on where we've been, how we've travelled, how we've sung, where we've sung, etc., etc. We left Galveston on Tuesday and headed to the airport in Houston. It was about an hour's journey, a very lovely journey, it must be said, as well, in a big bus. They've got a big eight people carrier to carry all our luggage, etc. Arrived at Houston Airport and headed off towards Wichita, arriving at the airport there about 2:30 in the afternoon. It was amazing just leaving the relative warmth, it must be said, the considerable warmth, actually, of Galveston and Houston, and heading up into the plains and up into Wichita, where it was bitterly cold. We hired a car there, and headed to our hotel. We arrived about five to six, and after having a little walk around the old town centre, a newly developed and refurbished area near to the hotel where we were staying, we decided we would need some internal heat as well as food, because it was, as I say, bitterly cold. So donning our best woolly hats, scarves, gloves, heavy coats, etc., we headed out and had an early bite so that we could retire early to bed. The following day, then Wednesday, of course, was going to be the day of the concert, and we didn't venture too far from the hotel simply because it was so cold, and having come from the warmth of Galveston, none of us wanted to revisit any difficulties with regard to sneezes, coughs, viruses, bugs, or anything of that kind. So we were very, very good, and we simply really had a quiet bit of downtime before the rehearsal in the afternoon in the lovely theatre where we sang in Wichita. The theatre where we sang was called the Orpheum. It was, like many of the theatres we have had the privilege of singing in, it was gem, absolute gem, and restored and saved from being demolished some years ago, when I think a group of businessmen got together and decided, after it lying empty for some 17 years, having been a cinema, they decided to restore it to its former glory. And there's still a bit of work to be done on it yet, but nevertheless, a wonderful, absolutely wonderful acoustic. It's a kind of a vaudeville theatre. And Barney, the manager there, told us that, you know, really, you wouldn't even need to use microphones or sound, because the acoustic is so good. And indeed, it is. It's absolutely fantastic. We had a great night's concert in Wichita. Met some people we knew who had come to our concerts 18 months ago in Dallas. And it was great to see dear friends again, looking well, and having brought along with them some more converts, shall we say, to our concerts. It was a delightful evening. We met a whole group of people who had who had sponsored the PBS broadcast, and they had got special tickets. And it was a delight to meet so many people, especially two or three elderly clergy who originally came from Ireland some 50 or 60 years ago to work in that diocese, and have remained and are now retired. So it was great to touch base with one man who has never lost his Cork accent. You know, the world is small in some respects. We had a good rest overnight, and got ready for, of course, our journey to Kansas City, Missouri. So that will be the content of the next boo. Everybody's well, everybody's keeping fine. It is cold, but we are wrapping up well. So I know it's going to be cold perhaps where you are, so be like us. Wrap up woolly hats, scarves, heavy coats, gloves, the whole works. Bye.